This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I understand you need a little help from the big boys here at USPIS.
USPIS?
Yeah. U.S. Postal Inspection Service. Founded by Benjamin Franklin in 1772, undoubtedly a great man's greatest accomplishment.
Are you aware that he helped popularize Parmesan cheese in America?
I am.
You know, you could use some pointers in not expressing your judgment.
And now.
I'm a hamster, not a trapeze artist. I'm not a circus act. I'm a hamster. Am I in any way related to the wheel?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 22nd of January.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Yep. January.
Did I say January?
Sure yep. Did.
Wow.
Yeah. Is it the rain? It feels like really wintry.
I'm not a fan of rain. No, it's not that reason. It's because my mind is a prism. And I have a thought, and then it goes through the prism, and then it comes out, whatever comes out. I don't know what happens. So it's the 22nd of March.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way.
Huh. Who thought you?
Look at that. That's the King of Mexico sheet that I read off
it
of.
It sure does say January 22nd.
Son of a bitch. I just took for granted it was me.
Right, Ron Burgundy?
It wasn't.
It's not your fault.
Come on now.
Not my fault.
Yeah, it was your fault. Rain, you love it?
I do. I absolutely love it.
Allie texted me yesterday. This is great napping weather.
It's the best. It is the best. I love it when you can stay home in it. I went out last Friday in the rain. On a Friday night,
yeah,
I left the house,
right,
and it was raining.
Mm-hmm. And you liked it?
Loved it.
Really?
It's my favorite. I get more done in gray, rainy weather than I do when it's sunny out.
That makes no sense.
No,
doesn't it take longer to do everything?
No, I just feel energized by it. I believe I'm what they call a pluviophile. Should have checked that before I said it.
No, I'm going to look that up.
I might have said something dirty.
I'm just the opposite of that. And I finally found somebody like me, and that's Jared at the front desk.
Uh-huh.
I said, yesterday when I left the show, I said, oh, it's raining. And he goes, finally, me too. I hate it. Hate every day of it. It could rain. It could be sunny, 365 mm-hmm. in the 70s or 80s. I'm perfectly happy. I need sun.
Yeah. You know, we need it, though. We need the rain.
Oh,
I don't know if anyone's
so
told you that. By the way, a pluviophile, a lover of rain, someone who finds joy and peace of mind during rainy days. Pluviophile!
Hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't know about that. Didn't know that was a thing. Didn't know you were that.
It's a real thing.
Well, I'm the opposite of whatever that is. So I enjoy the sunshine. I love sunshine.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Phoenix, so mm-hmm. it rained even less there than it does here. And I've had enough now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been around for like what seems like months.
I don't know if it's just, born and raised here in LA, we never had any semblance of a season at all.
Perfect.
So when we do get rain, it feels new. There's nothing like the smell after a rain and the hills get so green.
I do like that.
And, it's just perfection. The air is so clean. We're not chewing it for once. God bless you,
and I
Los
do just
Angeles.
The opposite of you. When it rains, I just stay home and do nothing.
I think most people do.
Yeah.
They're just lethargic and kind of gloomy.
Not
but me.
You're energized somehow.
Pluviophile. Thing.
All right, let's talk about Toys R Us. You've heard this story, right?
Yeah.
Toys R Us is closing. It's going to shut all of its 735 U.S. stores. Company says it expects sales to start today, but they say go quickly because apparently they haven't even received new merchandise in the last couple of months because they've known this is coming.
Oh, so just everything must go right now.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And a lot of the more popular stuff is probably already gone, they say. So, but if you have a Toys R Us gift card or an Endless Earnings e-card, I don't know what that is, you need to use it by April 20th because then they're going to cut that off as well. You remember remember the theme song?
Sure.
We were.
I don't
want to
grow up on a Toys R Us. They got a million toys and Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up on a Toys R Us because they got the best for so much less. You really flip your lid. From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz.
What happens to all those kids, huh?
Oh, no.
They grow up.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with. From bikes and trains to video games. It was the biggest toy store there is.
So sad.
Little emo.
I still wanna be a Toys R Us.
So sad.
Kid.
Wow.
Put something in a minor key and it changes everything, doesn't it?
Everything.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
No!
Dr. Drew's on the show like we do on Thursdays. We check in with Jim Rome on sports. We've got People Are Dumb. We have your tickets for WonderCon.
Mm-hmm.
We have things less things librarians have seen on today's show.
What were you going to say?
Don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I do know, but I don't want to say.
things lesbians have seen? It was, wasn't it?
That's what was coming out, guys.
Give us a call right now if you're a lesbian and you've seen some stuff.
Things librarians have seen. This is based on the story yesterday where a 52-year-old was crawling around a library smelling people's feet.
Will we take any calls from lesbian librarians?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
But you're not ruling it out?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Of course not. That was a surprise to me as well. Cheers with Mugs on today's show. He's going to talk about hangover cures. And who knows more than the people at his bar.
Oh, God.
Right?
I love it.
And we've got your tickets for April Foolishness as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Time for our first What's Happening with Allie.
I don't like today.
You don't like today already?
Yeah. Well, it started yesterday.
Okay.
When I just saw a random tweet from somebody that was like, did you hear Meltdown is closing?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, turns out that Meltdown Comics, right there on Sunset Boulevard, been there 25 years. One of the coolest places in Los Angeles is going to close its doors on April the 1st, which seems like they're kidding, but they are definitely dead serious about this. And if you don't know about Meltdown Comics, it was so much more than a comic book store. They did art shows. They had cosplayers. They had book signings. They had a theater in the back, the Meltdown Theater, and they did some of the best comedy shows there ever that started out kind of as a weekly thing with Jonah Ray and Camille Nanjiani and Emily V. Gordon. And then it turned out, you know, just to be a show on Comedy Central for three seasons. And I don't know if you knew, the upstairs there was home for this little podcast that they started called Nerdist.
Sure.
So Meltdown is essentially the start to Chris Hardwick's media empire. I believe it's where they came up with the show The Wall.
Is that right?
No, I made that up.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think he came up with that. I think it was just NBC.
Didn't you get the idea that all of the other stores around the country are going out of business, but this one will last?
For sure.
It's got everything going on. It's got many different ways to stay alive.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a bummer.
They actually put out a really lovely I won't even say a press release. It was a letter from the owner, Gaston. And it was just lovely, thanking Los Angeles and thanking what essentially is a community of people. These weren't people that came there to shop. These are people that came to hang out for hours on end. People that went to the Meltdown shows every single week. I mean, the hugest comedians ever would, like Robin Williams, would just drop in there on a random weekday. It was just such a fun place. I had a pretty good relationship with them back when I was doing TV. I did a bunch of random segments there, from promoting stuff that they were doing in the theater to having, which I'm sure you love, magicians that were performing segments with them. But I also did something with, his name is DJ Newmark. He's from Jurassic 5, one of the best DJs out there. Mm-hmm. And he came up with a DJ set using all toys. So it was all toys, like the monkey with the cymbals all the noises. And it, I think it was like 5 o'clock the day before, the place I was supposed to do the live shot at canceled. And I was like, no, this is such a big setup and he needs all this room and he needs this. And so I called Gaston and I'm like, listen, say no, whatever. But we'll come. All we need is a table and maybe just the cool background. He's like, yeah, what time do you need me here? I'm going to need you there at 4 a.m. Okay, yeah, sure. We'll see you then.
Really, that
it
quickly?
It was just who he got it. He just understood. It was just such a lovely place. So I hope that everybody gets a chance to go there before April 1st.
April 1st is a week from Sunday.
Yeah, buy everything up. But they have something brewing. Him and his partner in crime, Jamie Iovine, joined him, I think, a couple years ago down at Meltdown.
And what does that mean, to have something brewing?
I don't think it's the end of Meltdown. I think maybe a Meltdown 2.0 is coming, but the brick-and-mortar store on Sunset is definitely closing. But what's going to happen from there, I'm sure they will let us know when they can.
Sure.
And lawyers aren't involved.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? We were supposed to have the guys on later, but they can't right now because there's stuff.
Listen, lawyers don't help much.
No.
In general.
No. But yeah, if you want to go and check that out, that was actually the first place I ever saw Doug Benson perform.
Is that right?
Was back in the Meltdown Theater. And I actually talked to him about it when he was here a couple weeks ago. Because I wasn't aware that he did this thing before his shows where he looks at tweets that people are sending out, like, sitting at Doug Benson's show, hurry up, dude. And then he reads those tweets when he gets to the stage.
Right.
So he starts reading the tweets and my stomach drops. And I look at my friend and my friend's like, oh, you didn't. I'm like, I did.
You tweeted about it?
I tweeted about a man that had gone to the food truck right outside of Meltdown Comics and was inhaling a hot dog like it was his job. Mm. And I might have just commented, like, dude in front of me is doing work on this wiener. And he didn't see it, didn't read it, and I told him about it. He's like, how did I not see that one? You're so who I would have made fun of.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mortified.
That's too bad.
So many great memories there at Meltdown. So check him out. 25 years. That's a long time. And a long time on the Sunset Strip in LA to be that successful and have that many stories.
All right.
I'm going to be fine.
Okay.
But plus,
when we talk to him later today, though, you'll get a lot more explanation and you'll.
X-Files finale last night.
Oh.
Neither of you watched.
Didn't watch.
Chip was like, I got to watch the Ducks. I'm like, we all make bad decisions.
How dare you?
And then, Kevin, I think you're like three behind, right?
Yeah, I'm two behind now.
Okay.
Yes.
I need to talk to someone about this.
I mean, you can give a spoiler alert.
No, okay. I will not. No, right. No. You guys need to watch this. Just know that this happened in the last 10 minutes of the season finale, possibly series finale of X-Files. This is what I yelled during the last 10 minutes. No! No! Oh, no. No. Oh, no. It was a roller coaster of emotions.
I mean, someone dies.
You don't know
that.
Yeah,
I do. I think I know that.
You don't know that Mulder and Scully
are both dead?
Are dead. Oh. It was the contagion. That is not true, you guys.
Okay.
But it is so damn good. some birthdays for you. Reese Witherspoon. I'm going to have a great fun fact about Reese Witherspoon coming up.
You're teasing a fun fact. Okay.
Has to do with the Declaration of Independence.
That sounds even better. You know how to sell it.
When did I turn into Bean? YouTube star Tyler Oakley, actors Keegan-Michael Key, William Shatner, and a man that my ex-boyfriend used to say his name this way. He was French-Canadian. Okay. He would say, do you want to watch Mathieu Modine in this movie? And I loved it so much. So Mathieu Modine. Happy birthday. That's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Here's a story that might anger you. Wilfredo Benitez was passed out in the driver's seat of a silver BMW hatchback at 2:13, and his hazard lights were flashing on the shoulder of Route 80 in New Jersey.
Okay.
Just passed out in the front seat. Two New Jersey state troopers, Justin Kearns and Danny Kim, were driving down the 180. They encountered his car. They pulled over to see what the issue was. Mm-hmm. They got him. They tried to wake him up for 3 minutes.
Oh, wow. He was out.
Passed out. They couldn't do anything to wake him up. They finally got him awake enough to roll down the window. He rolls down the window. They smell alcohol. Mm-hmm. Now, we have some audio. It's not great audio because it's from the dash cam of the police car.
Right.
So it's sort of difficult to hear. But the first clip is the officer talking to the man and the man telling the officer what he's doing.
Hey, police, what's going on?
I'm going home, sir.
You're going home from where?
I dropped my daughter off at school and I'm going home too.
You dropped your daughter off at school and you're going home?
Yeah.
He dropped his daughter off and he's going home.
Hmm.
Then he continues.
Guys, I was dropping my son off at school. Come on,
you're driving your son? You told me before you died.
So then he changed his story.
Okay.
Guys, I just dropped off my son. And they were like, you just changed your story. In 10 seconds, you changed the kid. So that doesn't seem good for him.
So, I mean, what are you trying to do?
Okay, turn around. Why, guys? I mean, you see this guy? You're under arrest right now. For what? You're intoxicated.
For what? Why am I being arrested? In that time, he does get out of the car and he walks into the front. You can't see him, but apparently he fails all of the sobriety tests. Mm-hmm. So they arrest him, and he tries to get into... When they're walking back with the police, he tries to get into the back seat of his own car.
Oh.
And the officer's like, no, not your car, my car. Mm-hmm. You have to come this way.
No, not your car. No, we're going this way. Correct.
You're wasting time.
Wasting my time.
Okay, why are they wasting their time? Why does he say they're wasting their time? You're wasting your time.
Obviously, he's not drunk. He's fine.
I'm sure you know it. You have the right to remain silent. I have to read it to you, and you have to acknowledge. Don't you invest in your time, and you know it. Why are you yelling?
Okay, so he keeps saying, why are you reading my rights? And he says, you're under arrest. About three different times, he tries to pull off, he's a judge. I'm a judge.
Oh, okay.
So why are you arresting me? Why are you wasting your time?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm a judge.
Okay.
Do you think that works?
I don't.
That defense?
Mm-mm.
Why are you yelling at me? You have the right to remain silent, and I'll erase you as a like you, and you know you've been and you've been, you know you've been wrong. I'm being a you are.
You see, he said you're being a dick.
Sure.
Yeah. So then they do some research. It turns out the guy's a judge.
No.
Yes. I'm an effing judge, he says.
Wow.
He was a municipal judge in East Orange, Belleville, and Bloomfield, which is someplace in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep trying to read him his rights. He keeps arguing. He keeps calling them names. He says he's going to fight him and there's no way this will stick.
He's a judge, so he's not entitled to getting arrested. He's East Orange judge.
All right, so he actually is a judge.
Mm-hmm.
So they arrest him. They take him back to the police station. They give him a breath test, and he blows a .16, which is twice the legal limit. He goes to court on a DUI, and the Supreme Court judge throws it out.
No.
Throws it out. They said the use of the breath testing device... The defendant is supposed to be observed for 20 uninterrupted moments before the test is performed to ensure that they have not chewed gum or vomited or performed any other actions which might affect the test.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't in court prove that they had given had their eyes on him for 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
So the judge threw it out.
That's gross.
That's gross, right?
Way gross.
I mean, not to get away with drunk driving because I don't do that, but I feel like to get away with other stuff, I need to be a judge.
Like what kind of stuff?
I mean, whatever. Whatever happens.
Fires.
Yeah, you set a fire accidentally or something like that. I would be a good judge, I think. I
really?
Could blow through cases like that. Because I can tell just from looking at a person is he's guilty.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
First, it's time for Cheers with Beer Mug.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow. Right? Mugs, tell me about you and your bar. Same bar every time?
Same bar every time. The only time I did not go to this bar was when I did Cheers with Beer Mug at Lightning's going away party.
Okay.
So we went back to O'Grady's in Granada Hills. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
it's the same group every time you go?
For the most part, it's like the television show Cheers. You walk in and the same people are at their spots and, hey, Phil, hey, Bob, hey, John.
And you're one of them now?
And I am one of them.
Is that right? So when you walk in, they greet you, hey, Mugs?
I feel like a celebrity in there.
All right.
Tone it down a bit. All right. So you have the K-Rock microphone. Mm-hmm. You wander around. You talk to people who are drinking.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you ask them questions, and they all give you some pretty interesting answers. What was the question this week?
Question this week, of course, you know, we're coming off a very wild St. Patrick's Day weekend, and there's a lot of imbibing. So I wanted to see what the best cure for a hangover was.
Oh, see, that's genius. Because people that drink all night probably have the answer to that.
Absolutely.
All right, so what's the cure to a hangover?
I'm here with Big John. Big John, I'm trying to... Hold on. Test 1, 2. I'm here with Big John. Test. I'm here with Big John. Big John, what's the best...
Can I just butt in and say, why do you keep testing?
I don't know.
Because it's not the microphone not recording isn't the issue. It's you saying things.
I might have been a couple down already.
No, aware of that. But I'm saying even then, you're the problem, not the mic. So you check it every time before you then try again.
You're trying to find out why I do what I do, Kevin? It's impossible.
You just keep doing what you're doing is what I mean.
I'm here with Big John. Big John, I'm trying to... Hold on. Test 1, 2. I'm here with Big John. Test. I'm here with Big John. Big John, what's the best... I'm here with Big John. Big John, what's the best cure for a hangover?
Well, in my personal experience, the best cure for a hangover is possum stew.
So I'm here with Veronica, not Vanessa. Veronica,
no follow-up to possum stew?
Sounds good to me.
I mean, did you not have any follow-up questions or just the way it was edited?
It was normal.
So you said, yeah, okay, possum stew.
Sweet. Where can I get some?
You didn't even ask that.
I know.
All right.
So I'm here with Veronica, not Vanessa. Veronica, not Vanessa. What is the best cure for a hangover?
You got to clear out your stomach, so you got to make yourself vomit.
Nice.
Okay.
Followed by a little bit of sex.
Ooh. Ooh, you know, I've said...
After you brush your teeth, of course.
Ooh. Is that a noise you ever want to hear Beer Mug make?
Oh.
Ooh. Now, is Vanessa not Victoria? Is she
Vanessa not Veronica? Or Veronica not Vanessa?
Is she you know, hot?
Yeah.
Ramson, what's the best cure for a hangover? You're a bartender, so you should know.
Mimosa. You got to brunch hard every time you
Wait, what?
I'm here with Alex the White Russian. Alex the White Russian, what is the best hangover cure?
Oh, In-N-Out 4x4, animal style fries, and a large iced tea, and a blunt.
You're speaking my language.
Oh, child, you know.
A little bit of the hair of a dog that bit you. You know, you have to have a little bit, if you're coming out, the same stuff you were drinking the day before or night before.
What if the stuff you were drinking the night before made you violently ill?
That's even better, because you've got your stomach clean, it's empty, you need another bit of a bite.
Clyde, what's the best cure for a hangover?
Well, it's always worked for me. A nice little, you know, oral pleasure. it drains the poison out, you know?
Was he giving you a look right then, Muggs? Like,
Yeah.
Huh?
Tapping
and
his foot.
And relieves the headache and relaxes you so you can go back to sleep.
Oh, my God. That is a fantastic answer, Clyde.
Best way to cure a hangover at that moment. At that moment, there's nothing you could do about it. Gatorade don't work. You just got to either do another shot or drink again. But at the end of the day, we have all kinds of technology in the world, but not one person created a pill or a drink to cure hangovers. And that's so crazy.
Elon Musk is the next guy to do it, probably, right?
If he's not too busy,
now,
right?
Here's my favorite guy. The pause after this guy says it. It's a shame technology hasn't done it. The long pause, and then Muggs comes in with so little energy. Elon Musk, guys.
And that's so crazy.
Elon Musk is the next guy to do it, probably, right?
Excuse me?
Elon Musk is the next guy to probably do it.
Well, he put a plane in or a car in the Mars or something like that, right?
Yeah. He can do it. He put a car on Mars. Did you guys know that?
That was at the end of the night, I think.
Really? What a surprise. So none of them really know.
Yeah, I think there were some good tips in there. Allie?
I mean, there's nothing new. It's hair in the dog and it's throw up. I mean, yeah, sure.
I mean, Allie's pointing.
Allie's pointing at the junk, sure. That always helps, but other than that, not really. Maybe we have to do the phone topic again relatively soon with people because they seem to always have their own answer, what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
But none of the people at Muggs' bar do.
So. Menudo.
Can't eat menudo.
My people make a mean menudo.
No, thank you.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness, 1 week from Saturday. It's hard to believe it's already here, featuring Gabriel Iglesias, Adam Devine, Brad Williams, Brian Callen, Doug Benson, Jeff Garland, Sarah Tiana, and Mike Realm on the music and video. We've done a tremendous amount of contests for this.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had people call in with blonde jokes and five-second jokes and just the punchlines.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally down to the one that I think we will not find a winner.
It's the best. It's the best game ever.
And it is Laugh-A-Rogue.
Hold on. Before you play the intro.
Okay.
Okay?
More this setup is needed.
This is how good I am. I'm going to give you an example of how good I am. Okay?
Okay.
This is Kevin's laugh. Ha-ha! Duh!
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Now let me do Allie.
Okay, so you see how hard this is.
See how good
going.
I am? Yeah. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Thank you.
So Omar's going to do his impression of somebody else's laugh, and you're mm-hmm. supposed to identify it.
It's...
Can I play it now?
Yeah, you're
all
good.
Right.
Wait.
Laugh-A-Rokey. Omar really blows. Just guess the laughing. You win tickets to the show.
Man, I am straight thug.
I'm not positive that's true. Let's start with Justin in Pasadena. Hi, Justin.
Justice.
Hi, Justice.
Hi, this is Justice.
Hi.
Have you seen Eagle versus Shark? Because he goes, tell him Justice called. And the guy on the other line's like, thank you, Justin. And you just did it.
Duh.
Was that me again?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Justice, you understand the game.
Yeah, a little scared, but understand it.
You okay. should be scared. Should be. All right. Here's the first one. If you can identify this laugh, you will be in the drawing, and if nobody else gets it, you'll win the tickets. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Justice.
Stitch.
I mean, that was sort of pretty easy. That was Beavis and Butthead.
All like right. Stitch, like Lilo and Stitch, maybe?
I think so.
Oh.
Hmm. Sounded pretty sure, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Stitch!
Maybe it was Stitch.
I don't...
Luke in Cyprus, hi.
Hola.
Hola. Thank you for listening. Thanks for holding on. Here is Omar with your laugh. Identify it, please. Okay. Luke, who's that?
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
Famous person. It could be, you know, celebrity, people in movies.
I'm going to guess your mom.
Up. Boom!
Wow, I got served.
Yeah, you did.
That's George Takei right there.
Maybe add an oh my at the end.
Oh my. I don't think Omar's interested in people winning tickets.
That's a good tip, Allie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, let's go to Jason in San Juan Capistrano. Hi there.
Good morning, guys.
Good hey. Morning. Thanks for listening. Thanks for holding. Here's Omar.
That is awful.
Wow, is that scary. All right. What do you got for us?
I have no idea.
Can I try it for him?
I mean, no, because you didn't try it for the others.
Okay,
you're right.
Now that he said he has no idea, he's out of the game. Now you can try it.
How about this, Jason?
Oh, Pee Wee Herman.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, it's too late, though.
Yeah. I mean, oh my.
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
We're 0-3. Just before we did this game, I said, hey, what if no one gets it? We should put everybody on hold just in case. Mm-hmm. No one's like, oh, they'll get it.
It's worked out of the past.
Yeah, no, right? No problem.
You know what? It's the listeners are the problem here.
Yeah, sure. let's go to Liz in Venice. Hi there, Liz.
Hey.
All right, Liz. You don't sound so confident, Liz. Come on, Liz. Have some confidence in me. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah. Oh my god.
All right, we heard. All right, do you have any idea, Liz?
I don't.
Okay.
Oh, that was
that was Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
How do you get that was pretty good? No one's
getting it. Are you listening to the things that you're going on in your headphones, guys?
All right.
Nothing but goodness.
I feel good about Janine.
You do. All right. Janine and Buena Park. Yeah. Hi there.
Hey.
All right. So far, no one has gotten a single one. Have you gotten any of them on hold?
I've gotten 3 out of 4.
Oh, boom.
Oh. Look at that.
Yeah, Janine's going to rock
this
one.
Good.
All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Good luck. All right.
Male or female?
We can't give you hints, but... You're thinking.
Go with who you're thinking, Janine.
Agreed.
I have nothing. Absolutely nothing.
How's that?
That's Fran.
Woody Woodpecker?
Fran Drescher. I mean, really.
Right.
Pretty close. Yeah, that was Fran Drescher. Okay, so. You don't get to do it again after.
You just heard it. I just did it.
Yeah, Allie just did it. Allie's going to do this game from now on.
No.
Caesar in Wilmington. Hi there.
Oh. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, we're in sudden death now. So
it's sudden death.
Yeah.
No.
So if you get it right, you win. All right, Caesar?
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Hi. 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 Who's that?
I don't know. Famous clown.
What?
Famous clown.
Famous clown? But there's a name.
Come on, Caesar.
I have nothing.
Oh! It was Krusty the Clown. I mean, that wasn't terrible.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Thank you.
Philippe's getting it.
You really feel good about Philippe now?
Yeah.
All right. Philippe.
Or is it Felipe?
Felipe?
Or is it Justin?
Hi there. All right. No one's gotten it right so far, so we are in the sudden death mode. So if you get it, you win.
Got it.
Good
luck.
All
right, here
we go. It's a spot-on impression of Peter Griffin.
Boom! Yes, it is. How about that?
They've all been spot-on. Thank you very much for your applause.
That is shocking. Hey, what?
You're the man.
Thank you very much, Philippe.
Congratulations, you win the tickets, and thanks for playing the game. Life for Rocky,
I'm really blessed. Like what?
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
First, we're going to talk about a story that we did yesterday called The Foot Sniffer.
Yeah.
Brought you this story. Police say they arrested a man several days after a complaint. Somebody was spotted, and by the way, it's a 52-year-old guy named Eddie Juan, was spotted crawling under library tables and smelling a woman's foot.
Come on.
Now, I read as much as I could on this guy because it's fascinating to me that anyone, A, would even like that smell. B, he's 52. That's sad. See, he's in a library crawling under tables.
Yeah, because I had mentioned that it's a young man's game, the foot sniffing, right?
But how do they not have him? How did they not catch him either? He got away. He's been like doing this for weeks.
Yeah.
So they finally found him on his scooter, and he led them on a short chase, and then they pulled him over and they arrested him. And we were talking about this story and about how librarians, what are they supposed to do? And we got a tweet from Tracy. And her tweet says, librarians attract freaks of all kinds. The stories I could tell you would freak you out. And yes, we do take people out. We are badass.
Right? Because you're like, librarians aren't going after the guy. That's what I said. And Tracy's like, not so fast.
Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
So you're badass.
Yes, of course we are.
And you've been a librarian for how long?
Oh, my gosh. Almost 30 years.
Whoa. So you've seen some stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff happens at the library all the time?
Yes. And I should point out that I work in university libraries, but there's also public libraries. Those are your, like, local libraries that you go to, and we see different kinds of things, but yes, we all see all kinds of things. And I should also point out that the vast majority of people who come to libraries are lovely, lovely people.
That's what makes it so much worse when these other people show up. Okay. Now, Tracy, hold on one second. So we're going to take calls from librarians. We want to know what kind of stuff you saw. If you've ever been a librarian in your life, the type of person that comes in that maybe isn't one of the nicest people that Tracy was just describing. All right, Tracy, you've seen what type of stuff? This guy was sniffing feet. You ever see anything like that?
Yeah, actually, we did. I worked at two university libraries, and we actually had our own foot guy. He had a foot fetish when I was a baby librarian there at my current institution. And
so he would do the same thing. He would crawl on all fours under a table and just sniff.
No, this guy didn't crawl. He just kind of walked up to people and asked if he could see their feet or clip their toenails.
He wanted to clip their toenails.
I mean, Tracy, that's a service, right?
You don't have to. Maybe he was, you know, maybe he was just offering them a spa service. How do you know?
Yes. I didn't go that far.
How crazy would that be to have run into that guy and have ask you to clip your toenails?
Yeah. I'm just trying to read, sir.
Right?
All right. What else you got,
Wait,
Tracy?
Did you take him out? Did you throw him out because you're a badass?
No, he never approached me personally. He approached my colleagues.
Okay.
Which freaked them out.
Of course.
I had to deal with a naked professor.
I'm sorry.
Who...
Did you say naked and professor?
Yeah. At my former institution, there was a professor who just kind of short-circuited, took his clothes off outside the library, and walked in, just kind of stood in the middle of the lobby with his hands on his hips and surveyed the lobby, and we called the police, and he came and... They took him away.
What was he, a professor?
Well, he didn't have his library card. That's why.
He's outside his pants. What was he a professor of? What did he teach?
One of the sciences. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. So naked guy.
The worst part of that story was the gossip mill was so bad, was by the end of the day, the rumor mill had said that Tracy was chasing the naked professor through the library by the end of the day. And all I had really done was kind of gone out, verified that, yes, there was a naked man in the lobby.
But you weren't chasing him.
No, I was not chasing him. Let's get that straight.
Is it possible that he was teaching anatomy and that was a course?
No,
he was by himself.
I want all of my students to be in the library at 4 o'clock for my latest... lesson. And that's it.
No, it was not anatomy.
And then you'll be tested on it. Okay, what else have you seen? The number is 1-800-520-1067 if you want to call, or text. You can also use the exact same line to text. Okay, so we have foot
bomb threat.
A bomb threat. I'm sure that happens a lot.
I stood 10 feet. My former institution, it happened a lot. I stood about 10 feet from a bathroom while the bomb squad was actually trying to deactivate a fake device that I kind of stood there at that point going, what am I doing standing
there? Why did you stand there? Because you're a badass. That's
young
why.
Young and dumb. Yeah, young and dumb.
All right. So bomb threats.
Had my own personal stalker.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Back before stalking was kind of, we thought it was a dangerous thing. This was a while ago. We'd had a student in the middle of a computer lab, crowded computer lab, take care of himself sexually.
Sure.
Oh, dear.
I imagine that the computer's getting put in the libraries. There's a lot of porn issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I became a librarian before the web was a thing, I'm dating myself here. That was, and universities have different rules than a lot of places because we don't usually tend to put filters on things. So we don't really tend to put rules about what you can and can't do on the computer. So we kind of, if we see somebody doing, kind of say, hey, you know, you really shouldn't. But you know, for all we know, they could be doing a genuine research project. So
oh, please. If a guy's looking up a Kennebunkport surprise, he is not doing work for school.
Maybe he's going
right
to Massachusetts.
I don't think so.
Just doing some research.
He's looking up the jelly donut. You do not want anything to do with that guy.
Maybe he's hungry.
Come on.
Now, Tracy, is it a prerequisite to wear your hair in a bun, fastened with a pen or pencil and a pair of glasses, take the glasses off, and shake the hair out at any point during your day?
You're going for the Skinamax librarian?
A little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just play along, if not.
She's like, I'm doing it right now.
There are more and more of us with tattoos. And, we are busting that stereotype wide open.
That's not helping, saying that right there.
That's not what we want. We want the stereotype to be true here in this case.
No, Kevin.
All right, you're letting us down. All right, Tracy, you're the best.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you for tweeting us. We appreciate it very much, and thank you for coming on the air with us today.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, talk to you soon. We're not going to talk to her soon.
Well, no. Give us a call back. We'll get right back to you. What's wrong with you?
We have other calls on the line. 1-800-520-1067. This is the phone number. You call, you text, and we'll talk to you next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
I mean, I don't know what we really expected when we were asking for calls from librarians, except for nudity and other forms of nudity. Basically, that's what happens in libraries. Mm-hmm. Let's take a few calls. Let's start with Lauren, who is calling from Buena Park. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
We're talking originally about the foot sniffer who was crawling under tables at 52 years old and sniffing women's feet. That was funny. What did you see at the library?
I caught a man in the women's restroom with pamphlets from our information table. Mm-hmm. And he was sexually pleasing himself to the pictures of the women on the covers.
Hmm. How explicit were those pictures in your pamphlet?
They were like the stock photos, you know, just generic women smiling on the covers or with like a serious expression on their face because they need help getting their food stamps for their families or getting food insurance.
I mean, Lauren, you're turning me on with this. I don't know about him. Wow. So what do you do when you confront him? Are you like, sir, pull up your pants? You have to go now?
Exactly.
That's it.
And did he do that?
He did.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. So he left without a fuss.
Is that what we're calling it?
All right. Thank you for the call, Lauren. We appreciate it. Let's go to Ryan on line 3, who is calling us from Upland. Hi, Ryan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Talking about libraries and things people shouldn't be doing there.
No, two things. Two stories. One not funny, one much funnier.
Okay.
I had a student walk in, research time, papers, walked in the door, bam, full epileptic seizure.
Oh, no.
So that's the not funny story, just in case.
Thanks for clarifying.
You bet. The other one, walking, just doing my job in the stacks, putting books away, turn a corner, and there's two of our fine students having sex, clothes scattered about. It shocked me. I didn't even know what to say. You know, there's just that moment of, wow. And
I assume that would happen more.
Yeah, quite often.
Don't you feel like, did you have like study rooms? Were you at a school library or a public library?
It was a school library.
Yeah, so don't they have like study rooms and stuff like that where they could pretty much have some seclusion?
Our study rooms had big glass windows.
Right. So they sort of wanted to be seen,
yeah,
perhaps.
So
yeah,
if you're into that.
So what do you do?
Not in Amsterdam.
What do you do in that class? In that case, I mean, what do you do? How do you approach them? What do you say? When you're finished, listen, when you're finished, you're going to have to wrap it up pretty quickly here.
Yeah, they grabbed their most of their clothes and scrambled and ran pretty fast and got out. We just got to pick up whatever was left.
Ooh, okay. Oh. Gross. All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Darren in Los Angeles. Hi, Darren.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Things you were not expecting to see at a library.
I had an older woman. She was running around in her negligee.
Oh.
How old?
60s, 70s.
I don't think Darren's saying it was hot.
Yes.
I don't think. I think he's saying maybe not so hot.
I'm sorry. Did you say 60s or 70s?
Yeah. I guess she was older. She. I guess maybe she has Alzheimer's. So she thought she was at home. And so she started to undress.
Oh, no.
No, Kevin! Kevin, no!
No!
What?
Bad, Kevin.
What are you talking about?
She has Alzheimer's. Oh. She thought she was at home.
I didn't hear that part.
You're the worst.
The funny part was that you saw her running around in the fire department and the police department. They were trying to chase her all around the stack.
Oh, no.
They couldn't catch her. She was a little old lady. And like I said, we found out later on, she thought for some reason she was at home and she's going to get undressed to go to bed.
Yeah, Kevin. No, God!
Look, I'm just looking for an interesting library story, for God's sake.
Okay, what if I gave you Simon from the 562? He worked at a library and he was walking through the reference section where they keep the encyclopedias and whatnot. And he said, no joke, people were there trying to shoot a porno. He said he was shocked, but at the same time, he tried to be a good citizen, so he didn't ask them to leave.
Really?
Right? Like, maybe they had a permit.
Right.
Who knows?
You finish it. You do what you're doing.
Wow.
Wow. I'm not going to a library anytime soon. I'll tell you that. Like I would have anyway.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
It's time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
Oh, dear. I don't even know what you just said. That was bizarre. Sad news if you like good things, because Meltdown Comics is closing. It's been around for about 25 years, and if you've ever spent any time at Meltdown Comics, you'll know it is not your typical comic book store. First of all, it's huge. You walk in, it's just, there's colors, there's books, there's everything. They did art shows, they did cosplaying, they did music nights, they had the best parties. They opened up a theater in the back called Meltdown, where a young man named Jonah. Do you remember Jonah?
Jonah Ray?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Jonah Ray had a little comedy show that he was doing. And then Gaston, who's the owner of Meltdown Comics, said, hey, why don't you do, like, a monthly thing? And he's like, I don't want to do a monthly thing. I don't want to book that. And then I think Jonah had said in the story that he was out to lunch with his friends, Emily V. Gordon and Kumail Nanjiani, and they were going to be looking for a place to be doing shows. And Jonah's like, wait a minute. How about this place, Meltdown? That then became their weekly show there at Meltdown, which then became a show on Comedy Central. Some of the biggest stars would just drop in. Just all of a sudden, you'd look around and you'd be like, there's Robin Williams just dropping in. No big deal. Some of the best up-and-coming comics went there and got their start there.
It seems like they had their S together they had a bunch of different ways of making money. So this is sort of a bummer to hear that it's closing.
Well, and not only that, the upstairs part, they had this like over like loft attic-y area. And a young man named Chris Hardwick started a little podcast up there called Nerdist.
Not heard of it. No?
Okay. It just turned into an empire. Yeah. So here's the thing with Gaston Dominguez Letellier. He gets it. Like, he just understands and gives people space to grow and be creative. And he sent out this letter on Twitter, which was kind of a love story and a thank you to the people of Los Angeles. But I just want to read one part of this where he says, "What a wonderfully surreal run it's been. We've watched every fad, trend, and next big thing come and go, while customers became celebrities, children blossomed to adults, geeks morphed into moguls, and fanboys scored Oscars. Through it all, I've been most fortunate to be surrounded by my family and the best staff anyone could have ever wished for. Through thick and thin, you supported Meltdown and invested in me. I will never be able to repay you, but know that I'm eternally grateful and forever in your debt."
That is nicely said.
I mean, it's a whole page of nice stuff. That's just one chunk of nice.
You stopped reading because you were going to start crying.
I was a little bit. I got a little emo right there. Just guess, he's such a good dude. Here's the thing. And I don't want to speak out of school. Meltdown's not done.
Okay.
The brick and mortar aspect on Sunset, yeah, that's closing.
And that's
April 1st.
Shame,
and that's a shame.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we've seen the last of Meltdown. I think we're gearing up for a Meltdown 2.0, which is also what I call a Saturday night. But I think it's going to be fine. I don't know. I've had a lot of coffee. I'm just trying to stay awake, you guys. But yeah, you need to get in there to Meltdown before they close.
That's a week from Sunday.
It is just such a lovely, lovely place.
This is not an April Fool's joke.
It is not.
Okay.
Which, my God, what if it was?
I mean, it would be a
what
great
a
one.
Couple D-bags. I like it and respect it. So last night was the finale of X-Files. The season finale, some think series finale.
Hope not.
Because, of course, Gillian Anderson said she's not coming back. Scully's like, I'm out. This is it for me.
Yeah, she was pretty firm on that, too.
Yeah, so we don't know if it's done. I'm not going to give any spoilers because I understand some people didn't watch it, and I say shame on you. Oh, was it good? It was good, but here's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
During one of the first episodes of the season, I saw a commercial for the show 911.
Yes.
And they sucked me in. You want to know why?
Why?
Peter Krause.
Sure.
Playing a fireman.
Sure.
In. And then they had the audacity to play Depeche Mode in the commercial. And I was like, what are you doing to me? So I was in.
Right.
911. Watched the first episode. I was like,
okay, I'm still playing the X-Files. Should I?
No, get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah, this was just the lead-in.
Sorry
about that. Peter Krause is the new Scully. Plot twist. No, here's the thing. Watch the first episode. I'm like, okay, I'm in. I'm not totally in, but I'm in.
Right.
Second episode, so in, it was absurd. It's such a good show. And here's what I just found out. That 911 executive producer, Ryan Murphy, I mean, who else would it be?
Right.
Says you can probably look for more shows like 911 because he says, we're talking about spinoffs already. Angela Bassett, Connie Britton, Peter Krause.
I mean, all of them could carry a show.
And it's Fox's highest rated show. They pull in 14... Nope.
You said Fox?
Not Fox Mulder.
Oh.
It's
Fox, the network.
The network.
Gotcha.
Highest rated show with 14.3 million viewers per week.
Wow.
What? I'm telling you, catch up. Last night was season finale. Haven't watched it because I was too emotional after X-Files. But Peter Krause, right? Thank you. All right, you guys, I've gone over my time, and I apologize. I'm just a little emotional today. Some birthdays for you. Constance Wu, Matthew Modine, Keegan-Michael Key. Google Kegels. That's funny. It's like a kegel. William Shatner, Reese Witherspoon, and YouTube star Tyler Oakley. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Time to welcome back to the show Mr. Jim Rome to talk a little sports. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, who's the new guy?
Heyo. Every time I take a vacation, Kevin, my fans or my listeners are like, hey, who's the new guy? That's funny. Really funny. Heyo. What's up, guys?
A lot of times it's the same guy, and they're just trying to be funny, right?
It's not funny. It's not funny at all. Hey, look, if I don't use the vacation, I lose it. You know that, right?
Correct. You take what you can get, right?
That's it. Or they'll rip it.
Everybody's talking about Zlatan Ibrahimovic becoming an LA Galaxy player, right? Is that what we're going to start with?
Hell, I hope not. What the hell, man? How many times did you practice that? Hey, props. Way to get that out, Kevin. Do it again. Do it again.
You know I can't.
Yeah. And you know I'm not talking about it, so it's all good.
He just goes by Ibra. That I can see.
Wow. Okay.
I just wanted to get that in. It's big news in the world
of
soccer.
Good job. Take 2 more weeks off. Good job.
All right, let's talk about March Madness. We're into the Sweet 16. Who you got? Who do you care about? Anyone?
Yeah, actually, I like it a lot. The thing about the Sweet 16 is it does get underway tonight, and I'm doing my best to kind of manage my expectations because the first weekend was insane. Like, literally, everybody's brackets were lit on fire, and nobody should have a problem with it because it was that good. In terms of who's left, there's lots to like. I mean, the best team right now, the best team on paper, and the best team playing right now is Duke. Duke is the team to beat. But certainly Duke is Duke, and they're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns. But... right. You know that, right?
Why'd she go Boston right then?
Because have you not heard that? Have you not heard that? That's Pete Gillen. That's famous. Let me think if I have that.
Certainly Duke is Duke. They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns.
There you go, Allie.
Oh, God. Wow. That's it's old like my
school,
grandpa.
Old school, right? Old school. But they're the best team, but they're not the best story. I know you guys have to love Loyola of Chicago and the 98-year-old nun, Sister Jean, who got off the line of the tournament. Allie, when she was asked about being a national sensation, she said, quote, really, can I correct you? International.
Yes.
A 98-year-old smack-talking nun. Love it.
God bless her.
She is awesome.
Watching them.
Loyola Chicago, so you got to root for them to make it all the way through and beat Duke.
See, the thing about that is I want to root for them, but they're going up against Nevada, which is a really interesting team because Nevada is coached by a guy named Eric Musselman that I've known since he was 23. He and I are the same age. I don't want to say what that is, but this is the guy who keeps ripping his shirt off and going into the locker room. And he's got this daughter who's precious, who does interviews with him. They're a great story. They go up against each other. So it's hard for me to pick one or the other. I love them both.
Here's the thing with Duke.
Hey,
I hate, what's up, Jim?
What's up?
I hate Trippy McDougal. I hate that dude. I can't take him. However, they're playing who? Syracuse?
Yes, they are.
Here's the thing about Syracuse. I used to love them. Big East situation when Boston College was in the Big East. It was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, every sports dude on television seems to have gone to Syracuse. And every single tweet when they play is all about Syracuse. And some of those dudes are a-holes.
Okay.
So it's like the a-holes taking on the a-holes.
The media guys are a-holes,
the sports
or the
media
players
that went to Syracuse.
So who's the bigger a-hole, the sports media dude who went to the Q's or Trippy McDougal?
Trippy McDougal. All right. Go Orange Men. All right, thank you.
Hate strong. Okay.
Settled it.
All right.
All right.
They're both good stories. Good job, Allie. Welcome to the show.
Let's change to boxing for a minute. Canelo Alvarez, let's talk about that fight, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that. So what happened this week, Triple G thinks that Canelo's tainted meat excuse is completely whack.
For those of you that didn't see that, he did fail a drug test, and he said it was because of tainted meat.
He actually failed two drug tests.
Two, right.
Two drug tests for clenbuterol, which is a PED. It's a performance enhancer. And his excuse was, oh, yeah, I went to Mexico, and I ate the tainted meat. And Triple G's not buying it. And understand this about Triple G. He's kind of a mild-mannered guy. He's kind of cool. He said yesterday, and I quote, again with Mexican meat? Come on. I told you, it's not Mexican meat. This is Canelo. This is his team. This is his promotion. Canelo is cheating. They're using these drugs, and everybody's trying to pretend it's not happening. Flat out. Called him a cheater. Oscar De La Hoya a cheater. Flat out said it. They cheat. They're dirty. And he said, not only did he cheat, not only is he cheating, he cheated before their first fight because, quote, there were traces of track marks.
Oh.
Dude, like track marks.
Whoa.
So, in response, Golden Boy Promotions President Eric Gomez said, quote, Triple G does not look like a confident fighter. It sounds like he wants to find a way out of the fight, end quote. To which I respond, wrong answer, E. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like he's a clean fighter that is pissed that his opponent is failing PED tests and blaming beef. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. He's still going to fight, though, right?
They're going to fight. There's too much money for them not to fight, but he thinks they cheat, all of them. And I can't say that I blame him. That's, I'm not saying that I know for a fact he cheats. I'm saying I know for a fact that if there's tainted beef in Mexico, don't eat the beef in Mexico.
Don't you learn your lesson on that one?
Come on, now.
Everybody knows that. All
come
right.
on, now. Everybody except Canelo.
Yeah, sure. And let's talk about the NBA playoff changes just for a second. They're talking about doing it. They already put a rule in 2015. What's happening with this?
All right, so really quick, what they're talking about is there's this crazy idea that as it stands now, the top eight teams from each conference go, but they're thinking about having the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10 teams have a little mini tournament to decide who gets to go. Ask me, that's lame. Ask LeBron, though, and he'll tell you that's whack and that's corny.
No, that's whack. Yeah, that's whack. You got to earn your spot to be in the postseason. No consolation for finishing last. That's corny.
But think you could have.
That's corny.
Okay. All right, kind of tough to hear, but that's whack. Three whacks and two cornies. Three whacks and two cornies. And saying something or somebody is corny is fantastic. Chasing it with a whack is even better.
That's whack.
That's whack.
Do you think it's actually going to make a difference if they do it?
You know what I think? I think that's whack.
Whack.
That's whack.
It's whack.
I think it's corny.
Whack.
I think it's not going to happen either. All right. I think it's not going to happen. And I think if you need help really quick, if you need help defining whack or corny,
yeah.
Go to the EUD, Urban Dictionary. It'll hook you up.
Yes,
it's great.
It will.
That's whack.
Love it. That's whack.
You can follow Jim on Twitter at Jim
Don't
Rome.
Don't be corny.
The website is jimrome.com. The new podcast is the Jim Rome Podcast every Tuesday, and the Jim Rome Show is on CBS Sports Network, or you can listen to it at jimrome.com, weekdays 9 to noon, and it's also on Sirius XM.
Kevin, thank everywhere. You. And most of all, you guys are not whack or corny.
Thank
That's
you.
Whack.
Thank you, Jim.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock. People are dumb. They are so stupid. They are so dumb. I can't believe how dumb. I want to punch them in their freaking face. They are so stupid. I'm going to punch them in the face. Yes, people are dumb.
Pretty aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Pretty aggressive jingle there. Suspects are accused of taking $2,200 in merchandise from Costco. Last Wednesday, Costco workers saw somebody who they caught shoplifting at the same store before.
Okay.
So they caught him, and they called the police, mm-hmm. and the police got there and arrested the guy after he left the fire exit and mm-hmm. got in his car and drove away. Guy came back.
No.
To the same Costco.
Oh, no.
So they called the police. They told him the last time he used the fire exit. They said, yes, we remember. They described his car. The police spotted the vehicle at the same exit and just blocked the car in and waited.
Oh, no.
The officer then gathered around the fire exit door and waited. Minutes later, a 30-year-old man and two women came running out the fire exit to their getaway car with an armful of goods and ran right into the police who were just waiting for them. Police say they had stolen computers and a vacuum with an estimated value of $2,200.
People are dumb. Why would you go back to the same Costco with the same exact plan? Everybody knows you should hit a different Costco. I'm glad you got busted. I'm gonna punch you in the face. People are dumb.
He's got a good point. You change Costco's, right?
Right.
Just makes sense. Cops allege car thief drive stolen car to court.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Police say a man was due in court to answer to a stolen car charge in Connecticut. Authorities say 25-year-old Jonathan Rivera was at Hartford Superior Court on Wednesday. He was appearing before the judge on a charge of first-degree larceny and tampering with a motor vehicle from February. Parking authority agents outside were scanning license plates outside the courthouse, and they found that the car Jonathan Rivera drove to court had been reported stolen. Police kept an eye on the car, and they arrested Rivera when he got inside and tried to drive away in his stolen car from his stolen car case.
People are dumb. Why would you drive a newly stolen car to your stolen car case? You should have had your mom drive you to court, you dumbass. I want to punch you in the effing face. People are dumb.
Sing ya.
Seeing a theme here?
Yeah.
Authorities say a man who was in a Colorado court for violating his bond on a drug charge is in even more trouble after a wad of cocaine fell from his hat while he was standing in front of the judge.
Oh.
So he was there on a drug charge.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in court. And the judge said, sir, take off your hat. You're in a court.
Yeah. Have some respect.
So 43-year-old Juan Jose Vidrio Bibriesca, I'm positive I said that right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Was standing next to two other defendants in an Eagle County District Court podium. The judge asked him to remove his hat. He took his hat off and a square of folded paper fell out. The police officer watched the paper. It was filled with cocaine. They watched it fall to the floor and they arrested him on another charge.
Dumb.
Of drug possession.
People are dumb. You don't go to the court with cocaine. Hit it in your hat. You have to put it in your butt.
I think that makes sense.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock.
Radio.com.
We have passes for WonderCon 2018. Allie is not incredibly familiar with superheroes.
I think that's rude.
So what we've done is we've printed out pictures of superheroes.
Uh-huh.
And then Allie's going to describe the superhero to you, and you just have to tell us who that superhero is.
Okay, just like with what they're wearing and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
The way they look, whatever sure. they're doing. You can't use any of the words in their name, but other than that, you can say anything that you want to say.
Easy enough.
Right? It's comic book heroes.
Can you identify what Allie's trying to describe? A comic book superhero. Oh, oh. Comic book heroes, let's go.
Comic book heroes. Comic book heroes. Comic book heroes. Comic book
heroes.
All right. These are all Marvel. Correct.
Are they?
These are all Marvel superheroes.
They are.
They are all superheroes from Marvel. Yes.
They are.
Yes.
They are indeed.
You don't know, but yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with Carlos in Los Angeles. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Allie's going to look at a picture. She's going to describe a superhero for you, and then you have to tell us who it is. All right.
I got it ready.
Go ahead, Allie.
All right, Carlos. This dude has, really muscular legs. He looks like he's kind of made of armor, like steel. And he might have gone to USC because he's wearing maroon and gold as well. Is there a guy whose body is made of steel? He's, like, got silver body. Thick thighs.
Carlos, do you have any idea?
Oh, I'm drawing a blank with this description.
Sorry, that's Colossus from X-Men.
Oh, great, Colossus.
Right?
Right?
All right.
They named that roller coaster after him?
No. Let's go to Rob in Riverside. Hi, Rob.
What's up, Kevin and Allie?
Oh, this one I know.
Giving out tickets to WonderCon. Well, you still have to describe.
Yeah, okay. Rob, this guy, he's like all black, and he's got a necklace.
You can't use any of the words in the...
It's his color.
Okay.
And he's got a necklace. It looks like big old fangs on his necklace. He's all, I'm cool.
Ooh, I would have to say that'd be Black Panther.
You would be right.
Black. But
right?
Black is in the title, though.
I don't know if it's in the title. I'm just looking at his picture.
Black Panther. The name of it is Black Panther. Oh, we'll give it to you.
Come on. All right, he's in the drawing. Yeah. He's in the drawing.
All right, we'll see how many people get him right. And he may win without even being in a drawing. Let's go to Johnny in Anaheim. Hi, Johnny.
Buenos dias.
Hi, Johnny.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for holding. Here is your superhero as described by Allie.
Look at this sassy man. He's got a cape. He's got, like, the collar all popped on the cape. He's like, check me out. It looks kind of like a sorcerer, almost.
Is it Doctor Strange?
It is Doctor Strange. Nicely done.
He's pretty sassy, right?
Wow. Yes, he's sassy.
Yeah.
He's what you would call sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ramon in L.A. Hi, Ramon.
Pico Unit representing. Love you, Trey Day.
Hey, Ramon. All right, this guy.
Your phone is working now? Great.
Who are you talking to?
No, never mind. All right, I'm ready. Come on.
I don't know what's happening. All right, go ahead.
All right, Ramon. This guy, he's got like a skeleton face that's on fire. And he's like, look at me with these weird chains. And he's in front of a motorcycle.
The Ghost Rider.
That is a Ghost Rider. Yes. Nicely done.
I mean, how...
Comic book heroes.
How good am I at these?
I mean, these are pretty simple.
Right?
And you're great. Ruben in Wilmington, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Are you ready for yours?
Yeah.
All right. This one I know. He's the original Stony. He's like made up of all these like stony pebbles all put together. And he's like, look at my bald head and little short shorts.
The Thing?
The Thing is correct. Yes, yeah. Nicely done. I mean, they're getting them, Allie. They're getting, you're giving them enough.
Thank you.
That they're getting them. Let's go to Emma in Los Angeles. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. Thank you for holding on. Here's your clue.
Oh, this guy's got, like, jacked up hands and jacked up fingers. And he looks just kind of creeper. He's got a long tail that looks like a devil's tail. He's got, like, three fingers on his hand, it looks like, in this picture.
Is it Nightcrawler?
It is Nightcrawler. Unbelievable. Oh. You're getting so lucky, Allie.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Or?
You're getting pretty lucky.
Okay. All right.
Let's go to Salvador in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salvador.
All right. You get an easy one, I think.
All right. This dude.
Not to curse you or anything, but.
Every guy wears a t-shirt with this guy's shield on it. It's like red, white, and blue.
Captain
one
America?
Of the.
Captain America.
Yeah.
Yes. Done. All right.
Seriously.
Stop taking credit. Cassandra in Irvine. Hi.
Hi.
A lot of people are getting them so far, so we are going to do a drawing at the end.
All right, Cassandra. I feel good about this one.
Let's see what we can do.
All yeah. Right. This guy, he could use a trim. He's got long blondish hair. He's got like a weird helmet-y type thing on, and it appears he's holding a hammer of some sort.
Thor?
Thor is correct,
what?
Yes. You're so excited for yourself.
I am. I knew all of those.
All right, Chip, you're doing the drawing. We have three winners, so you can pick three different winners and let us know who they are.
You got Cassandra.
Cassandra, nice. Congratulations.
Emma,
congratulations.
And Johnny,
congratulations. You got tickets to WonderCon Anaheim 2018, and thanks for playing the game.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Dave, the King of Mexico, is here. Beer Mug is here. They are taking part in March Fatness.
Fat, 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 fat,
we are fat,
fat, fat, fat,
super fat,
super fat,
so fat,
Dave is fat,
Beer Mug's fat.
Dave and Beer Mug are fat. They want to be less fat. So fat. Super fat.
Super fat.
Super fat.
So fat.
They are fat.
Super fat.
Super fat.
Super
fat. It's Kevin and Bean's March Fatness. Dave and Beer Mug are super fat, and they want to be less fat. So they're going to do that.
Don't. We do have the good Dr. Drew on the line. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
I want to sing the national anthem for the March Fatness event.
Nice.
By the way, you're welcome. It is at April Foolishness.
Oh, let's do it.
So if you want to come out and sing the national anthem before they weigh themselves and one of them has to perform as Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time on stage, you're certainly more than welcome.
We should do that. Okay, we're on.
All right.
It's going to happen.
Week from Saturday. Okay. Now, Dave is here and Beer Mug is here. It doesn't appear that either of them have started yet. How dare you, Kevin?
No, that's not the case.
We talked about this at the beginning of the month, March 1st, and it seems like Dave's taking it a little bit more seriously, maybe.
With food.
Muggs isn't taking it seriously at all, but they would like to run some ideas by you, Dr. Drew, and get your professional opinion on what's healthy and what works.
Well, here's what we
got to talk about, sort of moments of change. So Dave is in what you call the contemplative phase, and Muggs is in the pre-contemplative. Neither of them are doing crap, though, let's be fair.
I mean, I think Dave has changed the way he eats a little bit.
Okay, contemplating, not initiating change.
Muggs will never get to the actual act.
That's the point.
Yeah. All right, so Dave, what questions do you have?
Well, here's the thing, Drew. I know Beer Mug, and I know
what he's capable of. I know that a couple of days before the challenge is over, he's going to do this crazy-ass diet and cheat and, like, lose weight.
Now, when you say cheat, you did this. We did this last time where we put money on it. And Muggs, how did you lose how many pounds in how many days?
I lost 7 pounds in 2 days.
And how did you do that?
The 48-hour Hollywood juice diet.
So, I mean, is that healthy?
Oh, very.
What's unhealthy about it? Aren't you getting the nutrients
you
need?
I mean, to be fair, your body can handle a couple of days of shock. It's not that big a deal. I'm fearful that Mugg's like throwing in diuretics or laxatives or something too.
No, but you got any? Because that would be great.
Yeah, where do I get those?
Mugg's eyes just opened wider. Way to go, Drew. You can't throw something out there like that in front of Mugg's.
This lets me really clear. March Fatness is not the way to model your diet. Let's be very clear. This is a competition.
It's a competition to lose weight by the end of the month. And it's not necessarily a healthy way to live.
Yeah, 31 days is not a good diet. That's
correct.
Yeah.
You guys get 31 days to do this?
Well, it's all of March.
It's March, yeah.
Then do what I'm doing right now, which is a no-carb, fat and protein-only diet. You will lose weight.
And what do you eat then?
You can eat a lot. You can eat a lot of just protein, meat and cheese and bacon and eggs, but you got to eat only that for 30 days.
Is pizza a part of that?
No,
well,
neither is toast, neither is cookies, neither is anything like that. But and if you work out, it's either, the problem is you guys want to just lose total amounts of weight. You don't care if you lose muscle, right?
Not at all.
No.
You can't lose something you don't have.
Yeah. There is that. And these guys are high-performance athletes.
Right?
So,
right?
What? So they're worried about the performance during their dietary time.
So I don't think they're looking to come out of this in a new shape and new life.
Well, Drew, you got to understand, you know, I work a lot of hours, so I'm here at the office a lot, and I need something that's going to kick me into high gear in the very last week. So, like, I came across the cookie diet. Now, that I could get with.
Explain the cookie diet.
It's basically all-you-can-eat cookie buffet, and there's a certain type of cookies that give you the nutrients you need.
Now, Drew, have you ever heard of that?
Are they protein? First of all, by silence, I hope, rang
We all heard the silence, here. Yeah.
Listen, okay. I could eat cookies all day.
But we are, after all, doing radio, so I must respond.
Yes. I want to just get your thoughts on if I do this for, say, like 3-4 days, can I, how can I counteract the badness after that?
We're handing out eating disorders everywhere this morning. It's really bothering me. But to say so, you know, one of the things that's always found to be true is that when people are fed a certain diet, they do much better with the diet. In other words, a controlled structured diet where you are fed. And so there's something in that cookie diet. I don't know what's in there. That's what concerns me. But if there's something in there that actually is high protein, low carbohydrate, meets your nutrient needs, there might be something to that.
Yeah.
And what I'm worried about, Dave, is in his long hours. What is that, 4 hours a day now, Dave? Is that what you're
doing?
That he will snack, and snacking is what's going to kill him.
While snacking on cookies.
Well, you might be able to in a particular diet. So, again, it's staying with the structure. Muggs is surprisingly quiet.
Dr. Drew, here's what
just
I love.
Just taking this all in.
I love that Dave and Muggs both have pretty much decided that even though they have a month, they're both just going to cram the last 3 days and see what they can do.
That is that's the crazy. Most disturbing part of this whole thing.
Drew, can I tell you something? Procrastination has always been my biggest motivation.
All right, you both need like a coach, right? You need somebody going, hey, get it. I don't want to use pejoratives on air, but
Psycho Mike is trying to train each of them, but they're not necessarily willing participants.
Mike is doing me too.
He's doing you.
Yeah, he's doing you. What? That's a way to lose weight, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you all said right. It, not
don't
me.
You think, Drew, that if these guys, from now until the 31st, ate steaks, they're eating scrambled eggs, they're having snacks of cheese, they're doing lean proteins. You're not mixing in fruit and veggies. I don't want you guys doing that. We're just doing lean proteins and a gallon of water a day. They could drop easily. I think these dudes could easily drop 10 pounds each.
I completely agree with you. That's what I was advocating at the beginning, was essentially that, except I would modify it. I would say with these neophytes, I don't think you're going to make it on the lean proteins. I think you're going to have to give them
all right.
Fat's going to have to be what
have
controls
some sirloin.
Their appetite. So bacon is okay.
Yeah.
This is not healthy
bacon
diet.
Bacon is okay,
this
you guys.
This is a way of losing weight. This is not a healthy diet per se. This is a way of losing weight that preserves your muscle mass and is not unhealthy. There's a guy, Mike and I interviewed a guy on Swole Patrol. Mike and I have a podcast called Swole Patrol. That's why I got on this diet. He convinced me to lift heavy weights. I'm now lifting heavy weights. It worked. Now I got big, and I'm like, oh, man. And he's like, we got to go on this diet. I'm like, no. I go up, I go down, forget. Well, he coached me up. I did it. Well, we interviewed this guy that only eats red meat all day, like 6 pounds a day, and wow. he's a world-class performance athlete.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a doctor. He's a physician. He's a he's an orthopedic surgeon.
You could eat just red meat. You could eat bacon. You could
Look up Sean Baker. He's a
that
orthopedic
like
surgeon.
That sounds like a lot of work, though.
It is a whole
thing. I don't want that.
My question, though, does he have, like, meat sweats, like, all the time?
Oh, you know he does.
I'm not advocating. I'm not saying there's nothing
he's going to get
healthy.
Gout.
I'm saying there's lots of ideas about diet, and human physiology is so complex that to become ideological or to become, you know, dogmatic is a mistake. It's a mistake. Mm-hmm. So lots of ideas out there. And, again, these guys are in a competition.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to win here.
Yeah. What about the cut and ball diet? You've heard of that one, right?
What? Cut your balls?
It depends on the size. I mean, you could lose some weight that way. No, the cotton ball diet, where you soak cotton balls.
Oh, yes. No, don't do that.
In juice, and then you eat the cotton balls,
no.
And then they fill up your stomach, and you're not hungry.
Stop
no.
it.
No, well, that's the thing.
Well, I can't touch cotton balls. You know
eat,
that.
Eat
so
celery,
I
take some Metamucil.
What about the cleanses? What about the cleanses? Do they help? The master cleanse?
The idea of a cleanse to me is I don't understand what they're talking about. What does that mean? Cleansing what? What are you talking about?
You know, like the cayenne pepper and the lemon and the hot water.
You're just
he knows
less calories.
What you're saying.
You're just taking less calories. Good, yes, take less calories.
Do that, okay. What about the baby food diet? Does that work?
What the hell is that?
You eat baby food. What do you think it is?
You eat less calories, move more. That's the fundamental. Eat less, move more. And by the way, if you guys picked your feet up a couple of minutes, you know, like walked or ran a little bit, that would accelerate the weight loss.
I mean, now you're
what about just eating? What about just eating a ton of laxatives and just going for it?
See, here's the thing, though. We keep saying this. We started this on March 1st. You guys have had time.
But you got to understand.
Both are not considering starting anything until 3 days before.
This is exactly like you would handle a test in high school or college. You know the test is at the end of the month.
Right.
You're not going to study all month. You're going to just study that week.
Listen, Dr. Drew was upset that we only gave you 31 days.
No, 31 days is good, but let me just point something out.
Yes.
The former, meaning studying throughout the month, somebody with a graduate degree, that's how I did it. How far did you get, Dave, doing it with the cramming?
Listen, I wouldn't be where I am today without not studying. So what do you think about that, Drew?
My God.
I'm not sure even how
I
to answer that.
I think we're all better off if Dave does the cut your balls diet.
You can follow Dr. Drew at Dr. Drew on Twitter. The website is drdrew.com. Dr. Drew Midday Live, Monday to Friday at 12 noon on KABC. And then the podcasts are the Dr. Drew podcast, the Adam and Dr. Drew Weekly Infusion.
Me and Mike, Swole Patrol.
The Swole Patrol. He's also got the app, the Heal app, where you can have a doctor in the comfort of your own home. Dr. Drew, I don't think we came up with anything except for cutting off balls, and that was an accidental.
I think of the subjects we're dealing with. I did not expect much.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Time for one more look at what's happening with Allie.
We talked about this earlier. Panic at the Disco, such a fun live band. This is a band that just kicks butt no matter what venue, no matter what songs they're doing. They are having a blast up there.
Yeah.
Well, their new album, Pray for the Wicked, that's their sixth studio album, is coming out on June 22nd. And we have been blessed with not one, but two brand new songs. The first one, Say Amen Saturday Night. Every night I go to sleep knowing that I give everything that I had to give. And it's all I could have asked for. I've been standing up beside everything I've ever said. But, oh, it's Saturday night. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
All right.
That sounds great.
I dig it. And then something I like to say quite often when people are trying to make you cheer up about things, like, silver lining. And then you say, F a silver lining. Sunset shadows through the trophies. The message just ain't big enough. Say one more, one more, one more.
It's going to be nice. Nice to have a new album from them.
Absolutely. June 22nd, Pray for the Wicked. And if you'd like to see them in concert, they are going on tour, and their L.A. date is Wednesday, August 15th at Staples Center. And on sale now, we just mentioned last hour, Caboo Del Mar. It is September 14th through the 16th, and their lineup is ridiculous. Foo Fighters, Imagine Dragons, Katy Perry, Robert Plant, Incubus, NERD, Halsey, Jimmy Eat World, Stone Temple Pilots, Jewel, All American Rejects, Alice in Chains, Billy Idol.
Man, oh man.
T.L. Mother Lovin' C. I don't want no scrubs. Are you kidding? And then maybe you like the English Beat. They'll be there as well. The Wailers. Everclear.
Everclear?
What?
Wow.
Is happening? Candlebox.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
You just said Candlebox.
I sure did.
Hmm. And you meant it?
I really like that one song that's really good.
Yeah.
By Candlebox.
Mm-hmm. Poor People Are Funny is the name of it. No.
What? What's wrong with you? Tickets on sale now for Caboo Del Mar. And have you heard about Seth Rogen's charity event that's called Hilarity for Charity?
I have.
It's amazing. It's something that him and his wife started in 2012, his wife, Lauren Miller Rogen. They did it as a way to kind of bridge the gap and understand the landscape of Alzheimer's. So millennials and Alzheimer's, because a lot of us go through it. Our parents, our grandparents, and they are doing it once again. But the difference is this time it will stream globally on Netflix.
Oh, awesome.
In April, which is amazing. Want to hear about the lineup?
Yes, please.
Yeah, not bad. Here are some of the guests scheduled to appear. Tiffany Haddish, Sarah Silverman, John Mulaney, James Corden, The Muppets. I should have led with that. I mean, The Muppets.
So much emphasis on that after some other great
names, great
waka,
people.
Waka.
Oh, Fozzie, if he's there. Nick Kroll, Kumail Nanjiani, Sacha Baron Cohen. Jeff Goldblum, Craig Robinson. These are just some of the names that will be there for this event. It's going to film this Saturday, March 24th, at the Hollywood Palladium, but it's going to stream globally on Netflix in April. So that is...
That sounds great.
That's amazing. Yep. Yeah, they put on an incredible show, and now people are going to be able to see it. Unless you
I like that. I like that trend, because how many people can go?
Yeah.
Not most, so yeah. Then you can see it wherever you are. I
absolutely.
Like that. I like that a lot.
I like it a lot, too. It sounds really fun. Arizona. You're from there?
I'm from Arizona, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. What's the story about?
Well, have you heard of a town called, is it Eloy or Aloy?
Eloy.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a Main Street park there, and over the past weekend, they called it Jurassic Park, because the city put on a big day of the dinosaurs for the kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
These were a group of people, Dino Crew Entertainment, operated by humans with a screen and camera so that the dinosaurs could interact with people.
Right.
Not sure why that prompted 911 calls from people that were like, there are dinosaurs at this park.
Well, they're clearly stupid people.
And to add insult to injury, not only 911 was called, Animal Control was called. Like, you got to come down here.
What is
wrestle
happening?
Some of these dinos to
all
the ground.
I'm not from Arizona.
Those are your people.
Nope.
Ooh, what is happening? Oh, I enjoyed that story so very much. 911. Ew. I mean, it looks like there's dinosaurs at this park.
Wouldn't you love to get those calls?
Yes. So very good. Some birthdays for you. Reese Witherspoon, William Shatner, Keegan-Michael Key, Matthew Modine, Constance Wu, and YouTube star Tyler Oakley. And that's what's happening.
Look, with the weather the way it is today on your drive home, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on K-Rock. No commercials. That's the way you want to do it, because you're going to be sitting in traffic for a while, most likely. It's a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. A brand-new internet roundup. We do Keep It 100 on Fridays. We've got weird sexual fetishes on Friday. And your chance to join the K-Rock Blink Bus to Vegas as well tomorrow morning.
It's Kevin and Bean!
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
What? Cut your balls?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.